By now, I hope that you are thinking to yourselves, I wish I would have been there. I wish you had been there too. It was a truly remarkable experience, full of all of the images that I hope we've been able to portray for you this morning. The whole event culminated in one final mass event, when we gathered all together, the way we gather together here, week by week, around God's Word and His sacrament. And it had a different tone. In that event, we set down the electric music and the lights and the jump around kind of songs, and one could say we became all the more focused on the cross of our Lord. Here's a brief look at how the president of our synod, the Reverend Dr. Matthew Harrison, began his sermon at that mass event.
Name. First, let me take a selfie, will you? There we go. You've been asking me for selfies all week. I got your back. My mother can't wait to see that, I'm sure. I noticed a number of you are switching up your t-shirts now at the end of the week. I can understand why. I'd hate to know the status of your underwear and socks at the moment. We want you to know how proud we are of you. We love you. The church loves you. Your church loves all of you young people who have come, all the volunteers, all the not so young people who have volunteered. We love you, pastors. We love you for coming. We love all those people who put together our music and blessed us so much this week. And you are here for a purpose. You're here to learn several things. Number one, you're not weird or strange. You're just Missouri Synod Lutherans. You're here to be encouraged in life and to know that the Christian life is one of joy and blessing in the midst of anything that comes. You're here to grab onto some substance for living in Christ. You're here to learn some serious business from time to time, so that as you go forth in freedom to choose your path in life from the many options before you, that you are blessed in your vocation and your decisions.
The Christian life is one of joy and blessing in the midst of whatever life brings. It was incredible to hear Pastor Harrison as he shared that truth with us. And the Superdome, which had been just filled to the rafters with singing, with all sorts of sound, with noise and excitement, utterly, absolutely silent. The Lord said, "Be still and know that I am God." And in those moments, we were still to hear His word. Because the Christian life isn't always easy. It isn't always fun. To some, it truly is weird and strange. But my prayer for all of our travelers to New Orleans, young and old alike. My prayer for all of us as we gather here week by week is the same. That each of us would know that true joy, true peace, true life is in Christ alone. Pastor Harrison went on before this gigantic assembly to hold before us what is held up here every week, and that is the law of God. He quickly reviewed for us each of the Ten Commandments and encouraged us to consider how our lives measure up against God's call. He made clear the truth. And we know that if our personal lives were fully revealed on a stage like that, or even right here, any one of us would just want to slink off in shame. But it was surely not guilt that he was trying to heap upon our high school and college students. It was honesty. And from that honesty comes the invitation to embrace what he called substance for living. And that substance we know is the food of God's grace, and we will receive that food again together in the body and blood of our Lord. We are fed by God every time we are in his word. And so when we were in New Orleans, we were in the word of God every day. We focused especially on Paul's letter of love and encouragement to the Philippians. And Paul encouraged them to put into practice what they had heard and seen of the gospel in him. And that's our encouragement too. To all of our students, all the students we teach in our school, all of the students that are part of our congregation community, that they would put into practice what they see and hear of the gospel in us. And not because we said so, but as Paul continues, for in doing so, the God of peace will be with you. And there is this great inheritance that we want to share, of far greater value than anything else in this life. Now, we surely could have spent all the money that we raised for this. It was near on $30,000. We could have spent it all on all sorts of things, except for this extraordinary opportunity to gather together and to be focused on that great truth of God's grace in our lives, that in Christ alone we live. In him, we live, we laugh, we cry, we carry on, we play, we sing at the top of our lungs, we pull pranks on our pastor. You know who you are. In him, we are prepared with joy and blessing for whatever comes in this life. One powerful moment for me that really speaks to our life together here came at the very end. After it was all over, we had a little time, we had an afternoon to do a little sightseeing and souvenir shopping. And so we went walking around in one of the famous markets in New Orleans. And it was hot. I mean, Louisiana hot. You understand? Hot. So finally, I said, I've got to get out of this. So, of course, I appealed to a couple of the boys, whether they were ready to give up shopping and go find a little air conditioning and maybe something to drink, and they agreed. Imagine that. So being in Louisiana, we found ourselves a place that serves a little bucket of shrimp and got ourselves a soda, and we're just talking about the week. Now, I promise you, I was not fishing for this. But several of the boys said that their favorite Mass event was the last one, the Divine Service. And I asked why, and they explained. It's because the church didn't apologize for who we are, they said. That even though we're a whole dome full of high school and college students, we worshiped the way the church worships. One of the guys said, I really like that preacher. Who was he? Another added, I like the guy who did the chanting. The chanting, no less. The point is that we are indeed united as one body in Christ. The foundation of church life here united us with this enormous body of brothers and sisters in Christ in this kind of mountaintop experience. For indeed, we are all together one body, broken by sin, restored by the grace of our Lord on his cross, looking ahead to that final glorious mass event in the eternal kingdom of God. And there we will all be gathered together by faith in Christ alone. Amen.